This is Dr. Singh dictating from at Great Lakes Crossing. Patient first name is Sharon. Last name is Wins, W-I-N-N-S. Date of birth is 6/22/1952. Date of evaluation is 5/13/2022. HPI history page complaints. Psychiatric re-evaluation requested by patient's guardian for management of patient's bipolar disorder. History of present illness. I reviewed patient's chart and discussed with condition with nursing staff. So the staff reports that patient has episodes of yelling, comma, screaming, comma, crying spells, and her mood fluctuates from being depressed to easily irritable and angry. During my evaluation, patient was resting in bed. She reports that she's okay. She wasn't very spontaneous, but does get irritable. She knew that she carries diagnosis of bipolar disorder and told me that she took Seroquel and lithium in the past. I spoke to a patient's guardian, Karen Watkins, on phone, who stated that patient has not responded to mood stabilizers like Seroquel, Zyprexa, and Depakote well, but she did respond to lithium previously. Last time she took lithium was several years ago. Period. Patient has end-stage renal disease and goes for dialysis 3 days a week. Period. Patient's guardian understands risks of lithium causing nephrotoxicity, but she hopes that considering patient is getting dialysis, she should be able to tolerate lithium with the hope of stabilization of her mood and depressive symptoms. The patient did not acknowledge any auditory visual hallucinations or persecutory delusions. No thoughts of or harm to self, others reported. No adverse effects from current dose of Zyprexa reported. Review system, no change in body system except as reported above. Please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, history and habits forward from last visit on April 29, 2022. Under current medications, under medical history, add encephalopathy, diabetes, bipolar disorder, end-stage renal disease, dependence on renal dialysis, hypertension, difficulty in walking. Next paragraph, mental status examination. General appropriately groomed demeanor, generally cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech, clear, mood, dysphoric, affect, constricted thought processes, periods of confusion, association, normal thought content, denied any auditory visual hallucinations or thoughts of harm to self, others, level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self, memory, recent impaired, funnel knowledge, limited judgment and insight, limited assessment plan, bipolar disorder, unspecified F31.9 plans. Patient's guardian consented to trial of lithium carbonate to stabilize patient's mood, even though she has end-stage renal disease. Period check, BUN, creatinine, T4, TSH. Start the lowest effective dose of lithium carbonate, 150 milligram once a day. Monitor lithium level in 7 days. Number two, dementia and other diseases classified elsewhere without behavioral disturbance, have 0.80 disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Staff needs to notify our service for any increase in mood disturbance, comma, manics or depressive symptoms. Period will follow with you. Your long-term prognosis for improvement is guarded considering chronicity and severity of her history of bipolar disorder and lack of response from trial of different mood stabilizers and second generation antipsychotic medications. Under supplemental administration, common side effects of antipsychotics. Number two, lithium. Under risk benefit analysis, risk benefit statement based on findings of my assessment above, state goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above, end of dictation.